Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
A-Rex.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Let's get to work here. It's the day before the draft. Well, it's 2 days before the Kings draft, but
maybe.
We'll talk about it. Yeah. All right. I don't even know. Well, we'll get to it. We're thrilled that you're here with us. CeeLo and KC, the June 24th edition.
It's
Tuesday,
July,
June 24th, bro. Man. Let's go. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
Well, you know who.
What are you doing with him?
In fact, I think you might want to jump in here. Round number one, I think everybody's curious what you got to say.
Feeling pretty good, to be honest.
Yeah, you hit the group chat pretty excited.
Yeah, it's an expiring deal for Anthony Simons in 2 seconds or whatever, but I'll take that for Jrue Holiday.
So the offseason, so you got the expiring. He's extension eligible. Jrue Holiday was one of the, I don't want to call them obvious names, but there was a lot of noise around Jrue Holiday. We'll get to the Sacramento Kings part about it in just a minute, but you have a scorer.
You need buckets, don't know, but take him out.
Jesse's and I'm sure everybody knows, Jesse's a Celtics fan. But like now you got a scorer with Tatum out. You have options as the year moves along. He could become an extremely valuable asset. Come February, if he works out for you, you got him carrying through the. I love the.
Now, it's low risk, high reward.
I want to be clear. I actually love this for both teams. We'll get to the Portland side in a minute, but you was pretty hyped in the group chat about this one.
Yeah, because like I guess the other side of it, like you could get a first rounder for Jrue Holiday, but I feel like with Anthony Simons, I guess there's a lot of upside there. And like you said, if it doesn't work out, then maybe you trade him at the deadline and see if you can get there. But like for me, it's low risk, high reward, so I'm good with it.
Okay,
I've always been a fan of Anthony Simons. And I was just reading the tea leaves a little bit.
Oh, them tea leaves, boy.
Reading the tea leaves. Jesse basically said Jrue Holiday's trash. Said he's washed up. Said he's finished without saying it. He was trying to be respectful. But,
yeah, I was. Like, I didn't say he's washed up and all that stuff. But I said, hey, maybe you're starting the washer right now a little bit. Maybe you're starting the washer now.
That's cool.
You're loading the dishwasher.
Yeah, maybe you're getting the settings all ready to go because it's about that time.
And also, for what you expect of Jrue Holiday, he's entering a different phase of his career.
I saw a mentor.
Well, before y'all take him out to pasture real quick.
Well, no. Now that's a different phase. He's not being taken out to pasture. He can still play in the NBA, but he ain't Jrue Holiday world champion for starting point guard for a world champion.
Yeah, the insiders had
2 years ago.
The insiders had Danny.
About last season.
He wasn't that then either. But I'm talking Milwaukee.
Who won the championship last year?
He was
the Boston Celtics. Champion,
and who was the point guard?
Jrue Holiday.
Is Jrue Holiday, was he the same Jrue Holiday that won in Milwaukee? No, he wasn't. He's declined a little bit as a player.
Hey, Jrue Holiday this season wasn't even the Jrue Holiday last season.
That's all we're saying. That doesn't mean he don't need to play in the NBA no more. But he, if you trade for Jrue Holiday, what, you think you get in Milwaukee Jrue Holiday?
Well, I said
no. Are you
you're still getting a good player, but you're not getting that Jrue Holiday. He's in a different point in his career.
Yeah, but to Tristan say he's not a starting point guard on a championship team.
He is, but like Tristan yesterday was on Twitter, and then the insiders had Danny Meringue from Portland on today, like, they're throwing around the word mentor a lot and stuff like that. Like, that's why
like, I like this. Like, Portland needs a grown up in the room, and but it's a bit unclear if they're keeping him.
It
depends on who you're reading, because there are people in Portland and Boston who the first impression was that he's a trailblazer. Mm-hmm. But almost immediately it was like, yeah, Portland actually hasn't committed to this. Now, it would be bizarre to trade for Jrue Holiday twice and then immediately ship him off twice. That would be kind of crazy. But I love the idea of – I love this for Portland.
Yeah,
like, I don't expect Portland to be a title contender, but I love – I think Trista used this analogy. We'll talk to her too. Chris Paul in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Chris Paul was better at that point. Yeah, though, Drew's not that.
I ain't trying to dog Jrue Holiday, but Chris Paul was better at that point than Jrue Holiday is right now. Once again, Jrue Holiday don't need to go out the pasture, but Jrue Holiday, borderline starter point guard starter right now. Like him and Scoot in the backcourt. Yeah, maybe. You probably want Shaden to be your starting two guard. You know, ideally if you're Portland and have Jrue coming off the bench. He is still 100% effective and productive in the league. He's just not the same. I think it's a great role for him if he comes in there as an adult, as a mentor, and kind of plays that six-man leadership role. I think that's where he's at in his career.
I feel bad for Jrue Holiday, to be honest. Like, this dude was in Milwaukee forever, goes on, you know, to win the title, gets, you know, shipped off, and then shipped off again, lands in Boston. You thinking he found a little spot here in Boston with the contract extension, maybe to see this thing through with this group. And then it's like, nah, we're in kind of a different spot. We're dealing with these aprons. We got to save some money. You're an expendable contract. You're an older player. We're going to ship. I feel like he is a pro's pro. Like, every franchise, regardless of what you think he is a player, would want him in the locker room. I feel bad for him.
Well,
it's tough. I mean, it's the game, but still.
I don't.
Like, that's fine.
When you signed that contract, you knew what time it was.
No, I'm not saying he was caught off guard. I'm not saying he's shook. I'm saying, like, the consummate level of a professional that he is. Yeah, I just feel bad. Like, he's at the point in his career, he's not even going to be able to settle into anything anymore. Like, this is what's going to happen moving forward with, what, 3 years left on that deal? He's probably on at least one other team before that deal's over, at least.
You would think so.
Maybe two? Yeah. Oh, whatever. I ain't nobody. I like him, brother. I feel bad for him. I like him, too.
He could have signed a cheaper deal, and that would have guaranteed he could stay somewhere. That's an option.
Casey really hates Celtics point guards.
Boy, you really hate Jrue Holiday.
Jesus Christ, man.
From Marcus Smart to Kemba.
He could have stayed in Boston if he would have played for $15 million a year.
Casey, you're the only person I know who says out loud, yeah, I'll willingly turn down money.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you, if I'm taking $130 million, I know I'm not going to finish it here.
I'm not saying he's surprised by it. I just stated I feel bad for him. That's all I said. Hey. He's getting shipped off all over the place when he's a consummate pro, man. He's not a jackass.
Okay. You don't have to be a jackass to get traded. Okay, like, he's not a jackass.
All right, man.
He's not a jackass.
God damn, like, either I'm a...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Either I'm an idiot who can't make his point, or you're just purposely not listening to me. But get your stuff off, man. Talk about how trash Drew Holiday is. I'm just here. God damn. Go ahead. Get your stuff off.
One time I said Drew Holiday is trash.
Bruh.
You like, want me to talk about how Drew Holiday is trash?
No, what you do is you talk about like he, it doesn't even matter, man. Drew Holiday is a Portland Trailblazer. The end. Jesse's happy. This is a good look for the Boston Celtics. Anthony Simons is headed there. What else?
Nothing else. I could agree with what you want. Like, I could agree with it. I feel bad for him too then.
But
like, I feel bad for him too. I can do that.
Well, got a couple more names KC can check off of his wish list. The New Orleans Pelicans are trading CJ McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second round pick to the Washington Wizards for Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, and the number 40 pick. Man, you say it sometimes as a cliche. Floodgates are opening.
Mm-hmm.
That Kevin Durant trade. That's all everyone was waiting for. Now the floodgates are open, and we're 28 hours away from the draft.
And a lot of people thought they were going to wait around for Giannis. I'm glad they're not. I'm glad the league isn't. Like, Giannis, I don't know what Giannis got going on. The KD one seemed to be the one everybody was waiting for, that domino to fall. And you've got this situation where people are trying to get their ducks in a row before the start of the NBA draft, which is about a little more than 24 hours from now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they getting active right now. I hope this is just the beginning of it.
Man, it would be great to see the Sacramento Kings name mentioned in one of these.
Man, all the prospective point guards or people they're looking at are starting to fly off the board. And if they Scott Perry and the Kings organization, if they're just, you know, and I'm not even saying this in a negative type of way or condescending type of way. If they're cool with just playing it slow, using this year as a little bit of evaluation period, maybe even up into the trade deadline to kind of figure out what their next step wants to be, and they think it's going to be a little easier come the trade deadline or something like that, or maybe next offseason, cool. But I feel they might have to bend on some of these things that they are steadfast on, like, no, we don't want to do this, or I don't like this type of player or anything like that. Because if their plan is to, like, be competitive.
That was pretty transparent. Because we know you ain't talking about Jordan Poole. It ain't him.
If their plan is to be competitive and go out there and go get him a point guard, I like Trey Jones, but that'd be a little bit of a letdown.
What does this say? So the new deal is it's the one just announced from Shams Charania. It's the Pelicans sending. We'll really focus on CJ and Jordan Poole in this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do with Washington. I don't know what to. That's a team that had wins in the teens. I don't know what to say about them. But Portland is a team that people are going to watch because at least as of 12-17 on June 24, Zion Williamson is part of this team. Mm-hmm. What does shipping CJ out of there mean for them? What does it mean for the direction? You like Jordan Poole. You spoke very highly of Jordan Poole.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really disagree with some of the things you said a week or two ago or whatever it was. But he is a very, very, very different type of player than CJ McCollum is. They're polar opposites.
They both are shooting guards by heart, masked as point guards. So CJ to me is real steady. He's steady.
Organizer?
Yeah, but not really, right? Like, he's not a point guard. He just plays point guard because he's a team
Dame
player.
For so long and
yeah, he's a team player. Even when I look at the nature and the way that he goes about playing basketball, I see a shooting guard. But he's not that tall. He can handle the ball. He can run an offense. He's a high IQ player. So he plays point guard because that's probably where he's going to be at in the league. But by nature, it's almost like Allen Iverson, right? Like Allen Iverson was the size of a point guard, but his heart was a shooting guard. He was going to get him up. That's how I look at CJ, and that's how I look at Jordan Poole. So their demeanors and the way they go about things, I think, are stark differences, like you said. But I think they're more alike than people realize, with just as like where their true positions are as basketball players. So it looks different. Jordan Poole, he's not as steady. He's not as like calming and steady as CJ. He can get a little wild, but I think at the end of the day, they still going to get about 17 shots up a night. You know what I mean? So
yeah. Let's look up a couple of things here real quick. Okay. CJ's at 30.6. He's expiring after this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jordan. I know. Yeah, that's what I thought, but I want to make sure we got that right. I think SpotTrack is being flooded right now with users because this site does not want to open.
Crashing.
So I'm guessing he has 2 years because he signed this extension with the Warriors. What year? He might. Is he expiring too? SpotTrack was just like, stop searching for us.
I think he probably has two.
Let's try.
Because it's been 2 years since Kings Warriors.
That's
when he's.
So we're at 25-26, right?
Yeah.
31.8 and 34. So he has one extra year. So yeah. I guess.
And that's just a regular year. That's not no kind of option or nothing, huh?
It looks solid. Like again, SpotTrack quit. And so I'm looking at Hoopsite. Hoopsite's a little bit different, but it's here. It's 31.8 and 34 flat. Mm-hmm. So. I don't know.
Washington.
I don't know.
My first thought, Washington clearing the books.
Yeah.
You know, clearing the books. I don't know if they think they have a shot at...
Reset the timeline? You use that. Like, yeah. Because CJ a little bit older, you get CJ out of there, or you bring CJ in. That expires.
Yeah.
You get the, you know, your draft picks in here.
CJ could even be rerouted come trade deadline. Like, you know, it could almost be...
Reroute him today.
It might be like Chris Paul. It might be like that situation. I don't see him being part of the future, but he might be along for this season. I mean, they still gotta field a team. But so here's the crazy thing, and I know that it's not an exact science anymore. And I think Washington was one of the teams that attempted it this year. But next year's draft got some stars. This year, I've got some stars too. I ain't trying to like go back on everything we've said for like 2 years. Like, no, this year got some stars. But next year, when you talk about AJ DeBanston, and when you talk about.
I was reading something about him today. Like, no, like 2 days before a day before the draft, reading about next year's draft.
AJ looking like the one. And they got.
Friday's going to be crazy. If you're not familiar with who that is or this class that Casey's talking about, you're going to be on Friday.
Yeah.
Because all the articles are going to be out.
They got, I'm drawing a blank, the shooting guard who they said, one of the publications said he jumped over AJ for the number one spot. I think it's Devin or Daryl or something like that. They play one-on-one. He went crazy. The Boozer, of the Boozers is going to be available. So I say all that to say in a roundabout way, that Washington may be looking at, like, let's just roll the dice again and see if we can get in the top three, top four.
I think you might be talking about Daron Peterson or Darren Peterson.
Yeah. He's in some
Cam Boozer.
In some circles, he number one. He snuck up on me, too. I wasn't familiar with Darren Peterson until like 3-4 months ago, and they said he went to work on AJ in one of their EYBL games.
Is he going to Kansas or no?
Yeah, he's going to Kansas.
He is.
He's going to Kansas.
Yes. Where's that? Oh, AJ's going to
BYU.
He got the.
Well, you see who else?
He got God's bag.
You see who else got God's bag? I think I saw the don't want to get chatty house.
Oh, all
right, Scooter saw the same thing. Ryder Lions going to BYU.
Okay.
Announced this morning. Shout out Folsom.
Oh, that was announced this morning. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Did the salary come through?
Apparently.
No, I mean, was it announced? He picked BYU.
Them. I don't even think AJ's got announced.
They really getting that money from the church.
Bruh. Hey, BYU said by any means necessary. We got, plan.
I don't think they said that. They might have said that. I don't think BYU said by any means necessary, but, man, they're getting it done. Holy crap. And he's what, top three?
Who?
The Ryder kid.
Ryder might be the number one quarterback in the nation.
Oh, my God.
But he's definitely, like, top five.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. He might have been the number – he's been number one in that class or top five in that class for, like, 3 years. He had a visit to Sac State.
It's hilarious that I'm looking at the 2026 class.
But that may be Washington's thinking. And they get what they get this year. This is number what pick they got?
I'm sorry. Washington. No, I got you. Washington is at six.
Washington got the sixth pick this year.
Yeah, Dallas, San Antonio, Philly, Charlotte, Utah, Washington. New Orleans, interestingly enough, is right after that.
Sar showed some stuff. Sar showed some stuff this year as the season went along. So you get Sar. You get number six this year. You get a top three next year. That's damn near. I mean, Jalen Williams was more of a find. He ended up being like 16 or something like that. And, well, they didn't even draft SGA. But that's kind of the model, you know, that a lot of people like load up on these young picks. Houston did that. Houston, Jalen Green was number two. Jabari Smith was two or three. You know, they found some other stuff. They got Bud Carrington at the point guard spot. So it feels like they're trying to build that way and see what they can do. That may be the strategy.
Kyle Madsen notes that Washington is going to have $100 million in cap space next offseason with CJ's expiring.
Yeah. So, yeah, cap space.
All right.
Cap space, we could take on a deal, you know, absorb a contract, because it's not necessary. It'd be tough to get, like, free agents to say, I want to sign for Washington at the time. But
yeah,
you can absorb a contract.
Yeah.
And that's if you – that you could flip CJ, like I said, at the deadline, well, or right now, like you mentioned.
Yeah, I would love if they did it right now. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see their approach with CJ. Though what gives me a little bit of pause on the idea of them moving him, unless it's something that they want back, which I'm going to assume, I haven't been locked on Wizards lately, so apologies, it's going to be draft capital. Because where your franchise is, even though it's a lot like the Jrue Holiday situation where you're getting a veteran in there, right, you're getting a grown man in that locker room, who can teach, you know, young guys. Just, I think there's value to guys like Jrue and CJ being in young locker rooms. But I think based on the numbers colleges gave us, I think probably the most appealing thing about him is that money falls.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you're able to flip that contract and the player, when you talk about CJ McCollum, you know, get even more draft capital and even more assets. But I just thought about this as we're talking. What about, it's an expiring deal, I don't know if it fits with the cap and the money, but what if Indiana got in the sweepstakes to CJ McCollum?
Mm.
Need a stopgap point guard.
Mm-hmm.
He makes a lot of money, so I don't know how that would work. They had already kind of committed to being a tax team, I guess, with, because they were supposed to sign Miles Turner. Because I remember that was a big deal. I think it was like the first time they had ever been a tax team if they signed Miles Turner. So I don't know if you'd be going even further into that. But it's still a trade. Like, you still got to match some contracts. So what if they did get an Obi Toppin and I don't know the roster by heart as far as who's available, but bring CJ in for
Obi's the one who I think they could probably feel like they could move. Actually, I don't know.
Obi, they rock with Obi.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I feel like they like team, him.
I think on the Pacers, you look at Mathurin if you're moving someone.
I don't want to move Mathurin. Just because
he's on the expiring. Like, did you really have not Tyrese is down, but like before it's kind of like, it wasn't tough to get a minute. It was more so like he can play above what the role is for right now.
Yeah, but he's kind of tough, no?
He is.
Yeah, he's a good player and all that, but it's just.
But he's
maybe you use him
trick
to get
or treat.
Yeah, you get use him to get something you need in there.
I wouldn't want to keep Mathurin too, but I look at him a little expendable. I can have Nembhard move, because I was about to say Nesmith. I was about to have Nembhard at the two if CJ gets there. CJ at the one or Nembhard at the one. It don't matter. They're interchangeable. But that's your backcourt. Nesmith at the three. I got TJ backing up the point guard. Obviously, I'd like to have Mathurin backing up the shooting guard, but if it allows me to get CJ and in that East, have a real shot now, with CJ filling in for Tyrese for a year, I'd have to think about it.
I actually don't hate that for Indiana. But again, you'd have, and that's the, I guess that's the tricky part. Do you break up this team to bring in a stopgap for Ty? Mm. When I say break it up, obviously, this is Jesse was talking about right there. This is a close knit team. I think losing a guy off of that will be tough for all of them, but you're obviously not losing the key cogs. But do you risk doing that, bringing CJ in, you know, just for a year to try, you know, with the idea? And this is what I can't look down at Indiana for this type of thinking, should they do it. It's what I was talking about with the Warriors when Clay went out. Mm. They didn't just kind of fold up shop. They were like, yo, let's figure it out. Mm. Let's see what we could do, which, again, just exhibit like 4,000 as to why they didn't do that with Steph. Steph got hurt. They were like, well, it's over.
Well, just play the Santa Cruz Warriors just win, at this point.
Just win 10 games. We'll see what happens. Clay goes down. Hey, maybe we can fix this. Anybody else goes down? Nah, we got it. Lose Kevin Durant, no problem. Steph goes down. Just forget it.
Even Draymond felt that way. So I'll just stop playing. I'll just quit.
He wasn't even around the team. He just went to the house.
He was at the Floyd Mayweather fight or something, or the Deontay Wilder fight.
He was wherever he LeBron was sick. He was wherever LeBron was. He's LeBron's forever plus one.
To the Mathurin point though, check this out in the Eastern Conference Finals and in the NBA Finals.
Okay.
This is the point totals. Starting with Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
9-0-2-20-23-4 getting to the finals. 5-14-27-8-7-2-24. It's just all over the place.
Yeah, that's tough.
And that doesn't even mean he's a bad player, that's but tough. It's just kind of You just never know what you're getting with him. You just never know. And for Indiana, now you get him in a situation in Washington where he's able to play all the time, get consistent minutes, find a groove on a consistent basis. He might be one of the premier short shooting guards in the Eastern Conference, potentially. That's the way I might look at it if I'm Washington.
Mm-hmm. And he's got to be – Spot Track is done. They don't want any part – Spot Track wants no part of the next 3 days.
Are we still going to get our membership paid for?
Oh, man.
Well, based off the way that meeting went, I doubt it. Maybe we can ask Andy to get one. We'll use Andy's credentials.
We got to start. Yeah, we got to start using our resources better.
I was going to say, we'll either use Andy or Kevin.
What's up, Big Kev? How you doing?
Kev, I need you to go to Miller and tell him how bad you need Spot Track.
I want to do a bitch.
I need Spot Track.
Oh, having Kevin come in and try to read off NBA salaries, having Kevin come in and read that blurb we had yesterday on Phoenix's 2028 draft pick would be amazing content. Just absolutely incredible content. We're also going to put Kevin on before the insiders because he's the needle mover.
He's provocative. He gets some people going.
That's Jesse's line. Indeed he does. Okay, so trades are happening just as we expected. Once the Kevin Durant deal was done, NBA Finals wrapped up about 24 hours later, and now we're off and running. Jrue Holiday is headed to Portland for Anfernee Simons. That's the crux of the deal. CJ McCollum and Jordan Poole are switching places. Jordan Poole is headed to New Orleans. CJ off on an expiring contract to Washington. Getting back to Jrue for a second, there were a lot of tweets. I didn't see anything past tweets, by the way. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of tweets that Sacramento explored Jrue Holiday. Mm-hmm. There were tweets that said Sacramento was extremely interested in Jrue Holiday, but there was enough out there from various levels that the Kings, at the very, very least, inquired about Jrue Holiday joining the basketball team.
Yeah, and I can't front, man. I'm like everybody else in this.
Sent a cold shiver down Kenny Caraway's spine last night.
I can't front. I'm like everybody else. Like, you know, I want something to happen. I want them to make a move. I want them to look to improve this team, or do something. But I gotta check myself. I gotta make sure I'm looking at this situation in the big picture sense, where it doesn't matter when you make the move. It doesn't matter if you make the move. It's whatever decision Scott Perry decides to do or wants to do, that it's the right one. You know what I mean? And like I said, I'm like everybody else. I'm like, come on, man. Come on. You're seeing people fly off the board. I want Trae Young here. And I feel like he's available. And all reports, it's no secret, all reports that Scott Perry's not a fan. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, you ain't getting Jrue. You're not getting Jordan Poole. You're not getting CJ McCollum. Like, hey. Make him. This dude is right here for you, allegedly. Mm-hmm. Let's do something. But I'm like, hey, just make sure whatever you decide. If you decide you don't want to go with Trae, you want to run it back a little bit, or you know, make moves around the margins. Just make sure it's the right move. That's all I say. So I reserve judgment until I see how things play out, whether it's acquiring players or if they do or don't acquire players, how it plays out with the team when they're actually on the floor.
James Hamm on the Insiders earlier said that he heard that the Kings were willing to give up a first, but just Boston thought Anfernee Simons, that expiring in the 2 seconds, was the better deal. I don't know, like not better deal compared to what the Kings are, but he said they were willing to give up a first.
Anfernee Simons on that deal seems to – Anfernee Simons on Boston seems to make a lot of sense. And when I saw that, the thing I tried to figure out is who here who here could do that? And Keon, I don't even think it's possible. Because there are finances involved in that.
Yeah, you got to make up $30 million.
But, yeah, right. But even just from a player perspective, Anthony Simon, especially, this deal doesn't make sense if Jason Tatum is still there. It doesn't make as much sense if Jason Tatum is healthy next year. To have us, was he an 18, 19 point per game score?
20, I think, this past season.
Yeah. I get that. Kings,
if you're still trying to win, it makes more sense.
I don't think the Kings can match that. And Brad said, Brad was after the series, right? It was after Tatum went down. He was like, we're still going to try to win a championship. And I know that's he's not going to come out there and say, we're going to tear this bitch down. Like, no general manager is going to say that. But, Brad, to me, Brad backed it up. This is a move to keep them. Again, we talked about the East yesterday, how one of these teams, Boston, Milwaukee, Indiana, how one of those teams might change their aggressiveness level in this offseason, because they're looking around like, well, we're hurt, but they're hurt. They don't have a coach. They just stink. Who knows what they're... We could get this conference next year. Yeah, I give Brad all the credit in the world for that. And long-winded point, I don't think there's a king that could have done that.
Yeah, I mean, the first one that comes to mind is Malik Monk.
But you're going to put Malik Monk at that spot?
I think Simons fits better for what they're trying to do than Malik Monk. But just trying to think of anybody that might even come close, and it would be Malik Monk. But I don't think he fits what they're trying to do with this Celtics team this year. So, yeah, I've always wondered, and Trista will probably talk about it when she comes on, but I've always wondered.
Well, she's not. She actually just texted me. She's dealing with a serious flight issue right now, so we're going to miss her.
I wonder why it never really worked out in Portland with Anthony Simons. He almost feels a little bit, and I haven't seen as much of him as I have these two other guys, but he almost seems like in that same category as CJ and Jordan Poole, where they're people try to make them point guards by default because of their height, pretty much, but they're not point guards. They're not organizers. They're not Tyrese Halliburton, where they're going to set everybody else up. By nature, they're going to be looking to how can I get my shot off? You know what I mean? And I feel like that's the type of player Anthony Simons is, which isn't a bad thing. Like, I don't ever look at that as a bad thing. It's just that's your skill set, and that's your nature, and that's valuable in the game of basketball and in this league. But I wonder if that's why he never really got embraced, because, like you guys said, 20-point-per-game score, you know. But it seems like – I was telling the homie last night, it seems like they've been looking to move on for him for the better part of a year. So they drafted Scoop.
He's a volume shooter, and it doesn't work in Portland. He took 8.5 threes per game last season. But, I mean, what team in the NBA, the one team where it's like, oh, yeah, that'll fit there. Like, it's Boston. Mm-hmm. You're encouraged to get the threes up and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So maybe that skill set works a little bit better over here.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah.
I tried to get a feel for what Trista was thinking last night. But I knew I just kind of needed a little bit to guide the conversation. So, because I thought we were going to talk to her today. Unfortunately, we're not. But I think this is a hell of a line right here. I mean, I knew it was coming that one day Anfernee Simons would get traded, and it would be the most polarizing trade of all time because Anfernee is almost impossible to describe unless you watch him play game after game. Mm. You can't get a feel for him from a box score. I never realized that about Anfernee Simons.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't seen him as much as I've seen Jordan Poole and C.J. McCollum. But
everyone thinks they love Anfernee Simons until they watch 82 games of Anfernee Simons play for their team.
Well, but I also think that might have to do with the role he plays as well and his surrounding parts, right? Like Anfernee probably looking around like, yeah, I gotta be the one on this team.
Yeah.
So he's shooting, he's getting them up, he's trying to get his 20 points per game. He gets somewhere like Boston where he can be a little bit more selective potentially.
Go stand behind Derek White, sir.
Right. You ain't even going to get the ball like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, doing go stand in the stuff. Corner, get those A3s up like you do, but.
Right. So, but I like his skill set, man. I want to see how that works. And I do like Drew in Portland for what they do. I think Portland is kind of sneaky. As far as what they might be able to do next year, I don't want to say top six. I don't see them there, but play-in type team potentially
might be better than
Sacramento. You see how famous KC is? He got pizza delivery. Like they just
we legit had three different people come into my studio. Like, hey, you guys, does KC need pizza? KC need pizza?
KC need anything?
Yeah. Shout out to my boy Karoche, man. He always
shout out Karoche.
Yeah, shout out, man. It's cookies for everybody.
Kyle came in here. I think Jackie came in here asking, and then Karoche came in here.
My man. Thank you, Karoche. Appreciate you, boy. Karoche, one of the good horns. Good air horns for our man, Karoche.
Yes, sir.
I believe I put Karoche number one on my Odyssey Power Rankings last week.
Oh, now we've got.
What shirts we got? Are these 98 Rock shirts?
This is for the Ridge.
Oh, this is.
Wait,
this
it's is got great. The address on it?
These are shirts. Kyle says with our address on them. Let's unveil them to the chatty house. Here they are.
That's the back.
Shirts. Well, okay.
This is like an unboxing.
The shirt. Oh, it's the Ridge.
It's legit got our address.
3010 Lava. It does. And then here's the back. Hey, since Complex is here, I think you might as well just scratch these two out. There's no point in even having these on the
also
shirt.
Why those?
Just get rid of those.
Also,
hey, we're still on the radio.
We're live.
Hey, just so they know, we're still on the radio.
This is absolutely live.
But Complex is walking in right now.
No, it's fine. Why don't we just go?
What's going on? What's going on? All right, we'll be back.
No, it's fine. Thank you, Jesse. No, everything's fine. Everything is fine. Did I almost throw a chair through the window? Yes.
Oh, Damian Brown. That's Chris Brown. Remember where he reportedly.
Oh God, I don't want to be that.
He reportedly threw the chair at the Good Morning America studios.
Better than throwing it at somebody, which that's The other thing Chris Brown got in trouble. Actually, it wasn't a chair. I think it was a champagne bottle.
Yeah, he was crispy wildin'. Crispy wildin'. Side note. Did you see them hanging from the light poles and hanging from 10-story buildings in Oklahoma City today?
Yeah, I saw them.
Hey, man, somebody got to take this team out, bro. Do you guys hear me now? Do you hear me now? New York, somebody.
No, we heard you the whole time.
They got they won, bro. Like, we can't be having it. David Stern rolling over in his grave at this parade. Come on.
David Stern's sick with a parade. David Stern looking at, what the hell is this? No looting. No. Look, just everybody standing around Oklahoma City golf clapping.
Oh, 2,500 people in Bricktown.
I tweeted that looked like 4th of July.
No.
What, no, they're in Bricktown. No. It's in Bricktown.
Yeah. No.
What's wrong with Bricktown? What?
Y'all are...
You don't like Big Town?
No. Bruh. That's tough. Oh, man.
They're proud of it. They're proud of Big Town. But now, look, hey, I feel good for the players. This is not on you.
Shout out to Cason Wallace for getting the NBA today.
Yeah, shout out to 6 points a game in the final. Big ups to him. I like Cason Wallace.
He's valuable, yeah.
I wish he was available.
I mean, I see he's trying to do something in his backyard, but like, hey, get it finished, dog. Like, you got some work to do back there.
Oh, you can't see it, Jesse, but yes, yeah, it's not. I mean, D-Lo kind of scoffs at
it. Oh, which channel you guys got it on? I got the Club World Cup on.
It's on ESPN today. I'm going to try and take a picture and like send it to you.
No.
And look at his back. Look at Cason Wallace's backyard, and D-Lo's like, oh.
No.
Step your game up.
No, that's not what scrub. I said. It's just clear. All right, man. It's clearly unfinished.
Remember that one time D-Lo did that show from just that? Where was it? Was that someone else's house?
That was from DeMar, Miami, right? Yeah. That was DeMar. Yeah. That was crazy.
It was a few years ago.
I went back and watched that. That was crazy.
There was like a white curtain behind you and stuff. It was like you were in Miami or something. You weren't, but it was nice.
That was when he was on with Kyle after DeMar, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't too recent. It was a couple years ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No,
I'm going to take the picture. You're going to see this, Jesse.
I got that same chair in my patio.
Poor Cason Wallace. Cason Wallace on a rookie deal trying to make it. And D-Lo like, you.
No.
You noob.
You need a second round pick?
No, just decorate a little bit. Don't do that. He got a chain on. You going to wear a chain? Like, decorate the backyard a little bit.
He's also probably renting.
Well, yeah, I was going to say it's probably not his house.
They didn't go back to the white street.
It's probably not my man's house. That's a good point.
But good for the Thunder, good for the players.
That was a weak-ass parade, though.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, that sucked. Like, don't ever.
Good for Oklahoma City, too. Good for the city.
Just skip it next time. Just send them to Vegas for the night, for the week, and we don't need to have a parade.
I think I could be wrong, but I saw when y'all saw Aaron Wiggins' little speech, right?
Like yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out Nick Collison.
Shout out Nick Collison. I think I could be wrong, and I don't want to disrespect them people in Oklahoma City. But I thought I saw some empty seats in that arena.
I wouldn't fight you on that. I mean,
well, we saw the parade, bro.
The parade went two streets down.
Okay.
Like, Bleacher Report.
Stop.
Stop who, us?
No.
Bleach reports be like, oh, there's so many people at the Thunder Parade.
Well, they were being jackasses.
Okay, that was a joke, then that was sarcastic?
Yeah, no, they were absolutely being sarcastic.
Wait, who said that?
Bleach Report? And I pull up the tweet, and it's like, oh, okay, that's where it starts. Okay, maybe the next street. Oh, the video's over. Oh.
No, they knew what they were doing, and that was foul. Let the people enjoy.
Oh, no, hey, there was one.
It's looking busted, D-Lo.
I got to log back into Twitter, but did you see the one where Shay's walking up to the fans, and it's a 6-foot fence, and, like, he's just got to reach over to try to dap him up or whatever?
I mean, no, that ain't it, bro. That ain't it, man. Oklahoma City. There's a lot of people in Oklahoma City. They got to do better than that.
They're not going to break any records with this parade.
Oh, yeah, they are, for the least amount of fans at a parade. Did they have Gary Payton at the ceremony where they were talking?
This is funny.
They had Gary Payton there.
I said, did they? Oh, I mean, because that's the lineage of the Sonics and all that.
So, this brother must be in... I guess he's in OKC. The tweet reads, likely largest crowd in city and state history.
What?
Gathering for OKC Thunder World Championship Parade in downtown OKC. thousands of fans are gathering along the route. Normally, it's hundreds of thousands of fans.
No, like, thousands is doing a lot. It's thousands of fans.
Cleveland was Cleveland a mill?
Yeah, Cleveland was crazy.
Cleveland, I think, was like a million or something insane like that.
Crazy. Let me, because
Cleveland was an absolutely insane number. It wasn't a million. I don't know what it was.
Okay. All right. Hold on, man. Because I'm just, it's Jesse, little, maybe you can help me out too.
Oh. Yeah, I think you might have been right about the arena.
Come on, man. Come on.
Like, well, I said, it's a work day, Kenny.
It was a work day in Cleveland.
Well,
and this,
there ain't nothing to do in Oklahoma today.
It gets even worse, though. It gets even worse because I was like trying to stall him out. You know what I'm saying? I think this might be wrong. I don't know. Jesse, help me out. Dame, you could even help me out too.
This is hilarious. I
went to the population of the city, right?
Okay.
Oklahoma City, allegedly, a quick Google search says 702,000 people.
Okay,
is the population. It can't. They said Sacramento is 500. That's wrong, though, right?
500,000?
Yeah, like they said in 2023.
I'd be surprised.
I don't know, but, well, I know maybe, there'd be more here.
Sacramento County?
Maybe that's what they're looking at.
We're being a little harsh.
So, no, hold on. Okay, Jesse pulled up video.
We're
so
being a little harsh.
This is bad news for everybody.
Like, it's not,
Jesse,
like,
got
look
video.
At, look at, look at Shea and the fans going crazy right here. Look at, he's just walking up. Walking up to the 50s
of
fans.
Hey.
Come on, man. Look at that roof. Is there anybody on that roof? You know, because people be hanging from the roofs. Oh.
Why do we got a fence? Like, we're doing construction or something. Oh,
man. Look at, they're not even going to the back of, like, the wall.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
Look at that space right there. He only walked 40 feet.
So can I?
I could probably walk through that and get a burger there if I wanted.
Okay. Congratulations to the Thunder in Oklahoma City. They have a title. I want to reframe this a little bit. This is a lot of people for them, because I'm looking at an account called OKC Talk, and it says huge crowds around Scissor Tail Park for the Thunder Championship Parade, and it has pictures attached, buddy. This looks like a normal business day at Capitol, outside the Capitol. To call this a huge crowd is crazy. So clearly, for them, this is a huge crowd.
You know what?
Just not, you know.
I'm not going to let them off the hook, though.
Okay.
I'm not going to let them off the hook.
Okay.
Because you know this. Mm-hmm. You've been in these towns. Jesse, you know it as well. The Oklahoma Sooners win a national championship. What's the downtown looking like?
Boomer Sooner.
Come on, man. The Oklahoma Sooners play a damn game against Texas Tech. What is that stadium looking like?
It's a slobber knocker. Shout out Jim Ross. Get better.
I can't stall them out.
Okay.
They just don't care enough. Shout out to those people who were there who do care enough. You aren't in this conversation. I told you, I'll never forget OKC. I'll never forget this. This was either the day Russ signed, or it was like a playoff game, and they were like, yeah, we'll – it was something crazy because obviously it stuck with me. But like, yeah, we'll get back to the Thunder. We got to get back to talking about the Cowboys have OTAs coming up next week, and we'll dive into that with our – I was like, wait, what?
Thunder.
You guys in the NBA playoffs, so I got a chance to win an NBA championship. And we talking we dedicating a whole segment in your city – to a team that's not even in your city?
I got a question. Andre Dre's got me thinking. Thunder, second or third biggest team in Oklahoma? It's football. Softball's pretty big over there.
Yeah, probably third. Like,
if they won, I'm sure, like, what would the parade be like for the Oklahoma softball team?
It'd be going crazy. Now, look, they won a championship. So right now, today, yeah, they're the toast of the town. But let's just talk regular.
We're talking parades and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, we're just talking regular. I think it's Boomer Sooner, and then it's definitely Oklahoma softball is they do go crazy for Oklahoma softball.
I found a Cleveland comp. It's bad. The Cleveland crowd is insane. Like, absolute. Like, it's like everyone in Ohio found some place to stand,
man,
around the stadium, around the arena. There is just literally people like as far as you could possibly see.
No, they definitely shout out for that.
Wow. I don't know what the number was, but God bless it. That's crazy. And then the next post is, well, well, I don't appreciate this account, but Barstool says dozens of people are packing the OK streets for the parade today.
See, being a city like Cleveland, where there's not much to do, like when there is something, they'll show up. Oklahoma City, you got to be better.
Bruh, I'm looking at it right now. Like I said, it's an estimate. We don't know. They weren't punching tickets everywhere through the city. They said 1.3 attended Cleveland's parade.
1.3?
They said 1.3. Wow. Estimated 1.3 million, everybody. But you know what that also speaks to? And it's no fault of Oklahoma City. It's no fault of the Thunder. They're just playing the game.
Yeah, that part by the stage is pretty lit, though, that Sakiran DeBagley just tagged us in.
For the Oklahoma
part,
City?
Yeah, this part where the stage is lit. The root, trash. It is. The root is trash. But the area by the stage is pretty fire. It's not comparable.
Wait,
they had a curtain off the upper deck like they do for the Kings.
No. Outside.
Yeah, outside?
I'm outside.
Looking.
You don't see it?
Yeah.
Did Sakiran DeBagley tag us in?
Okay, it's
lit. Let it turn.
Okay, it's lit. Yeah, it had to turn a little bit. Because at first, and this is no disrespect.
I still don't think that's comparable to Cleveland, but it's good.
Nah, this is no disrespect because we had it popping. You know, I'm not disrespecting myself. But at first, I was like, we had more than that at Concerts in the Park.
Yeah, this could be any local music festival in any city.
Is that exhibit on stage? Oh, no, that's Shay. That's Shay. That's not exhibit.
But they pan.
Yeah,
and okay,
it's lit. Yeah.
It's lit. I see them.
Still going to hate, though.
Yeah, somebody got to beat these guys. We don't need to see this three more times.
We just finding reason to hate on New Orleans or on OKC for no reason.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.